Good one
Oh.
live. It's the 8 a.m. coffee podcast with Paul and Asher. And just me looking like I'm picking my nose, but I'm not. We're
Just
good.
scratching your face. Ooh, look, I've blurred my background again. I don't know how I've done
It's
that.
on Skype. You can unblur on Skype, and it looks really cool either way. That does look even cooler, though.
I wanted
That's
unblurred
awesome.
because I pulled out the rolling billboard this morning for the show.
It's dope. You know,
It is
if I paid
not.
for the full version of this Ecamm Live thing, the little logo would go away, first of all, and then we could actually put our logos in the corners of the feed.
Oh,
Yeah, pretty
it'd
cool.
be worth it personally.
I think
We
so.
also might want to start broadcasting from outside of our personal pages.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Make an
I don't know.
actual
More people know.
Facebook page and YouTube. We do have a
Yes.
YouTube, by the way, for anyone who wants to know. You can find all of our so far episodes, and we're also wherever you find podcasts. Just type in the number 8 a.m. and then coffee, and that's the two of us just shooting the shoot. You know,
The breeze, isn't that a term, or are you like against that phrase?
breeze is a term. I don't use it. I exclusively use wind. So,
Okay.
sorry, not sorry, is a phrase that I never say because it really bothers me.
Yeah, so I can tell you something that the coronavirus has not affected
What's
at our
that?
house. A the birds that start chirping at like 6 in the morning. And the bees. There are so many. What are the big bees called? The big ones
Carpenter
that
bees?
don't sting you. Yeah, carpenter. They're everywhere
But they do
right now.
bite.
I've never had a fall. I've never had a bite from them, so I'm not worried about
I haven't either. I posted a video on my Instagram yesterday because one of our dogs was chasing them, and it was actually hilarious.
Was it?
Yeah,
Which
yeah.
dog was it? Maverick or Nelly?
It was Maverick, who is 70 pounds of Australian Shepherd glory, but so agile. He's just huge. So
Did he come in like this?
it didn't look
Have you seen Top Gun?
See, I
See,
don't
then that has lost all meaning to you. Never mind.
I just don't remember it very well.
Were they inverted? See,
Yeah, sorry.
that's the yeah
I'm
no
really
all
sorry to everyone who
right.
involved.
Man,
This episode is
I'm
just
gonna
going to
make Top
be
Gun.
me apologizing.
I'm gonna make Top Gun references to your dog forever, I think. I
Perfect.
think that's gonna be my new thing.
Perfect. Hey,
Yeah,
real quick, I'm
so
going to check our Facebook feed and make sure there's no echoey stuff.
okay. Hello.
It looks
Hey,
good. We
you
look
know
good.
what? I keep Googling how much game show announcers make, like how
Why?
much they make. I don't know. Because I just
It's
want to
just
know how much you get paid to say Alex Trebek. And they don't publicize their salaries, and it makes
Really?
me upset. However, Alex Trebek makes like $20 million a year.
Yeah, oh, it's got to be so much, especially for him. I think he deserves it.
Oh, I love that show. I want anybody with cancer, I want them to live and heal and be better and all that. I really want. It hurts me that he has all this stuff. But I mean, have you seen him come on and like talk about it or anything like that?
Yeah.
He just, it's been his first year and he's like, look, this sucks.
Yeah.
He's not even like, hey, I'm doing good. Thank you all so much. He's like, nah, we're doing all right, but this sucks. And I'm
Yeah.
like, Alex, my boy.
Keeping it real,
So.
for sure. Yeah, I love that that's on Netflix now too. Like the not the Masters, that's golf, but you know, the big championship kind of thing.
Yeah, they have that one, and they have the old episodes too.
Yeah.
Like you can go back into like the late 80s, early 90s.
Whoa,
Oh man,
I didn't know all that was on there. That's awesome.
so last night we read this thing that whatever the number one song is of when you're 12 years old, that's like your song forever, or something like that.
I think mine was either Oh gosh, what is his name? Cisco, the Thong Song. It was either that or No Scrub. I can't
That's
remember.
great.
It's definitely one of those.
I can't remember mine because I was like, a Phil Collins song is not my song for the rest of my life. And I just threw it down. I was like, no.
Mine would have
Like,
been,
I'm not doing that.
it would have been the year 2000, so whatever was big that year. I think both of those were before 2000, so Y2K. Man, it was
Mine
probably
was.
something by Will Smith. Willennium. That's a great album. Full of bangers.
Mine was 1990, so we can talk about that if you want
So close.
to. You know
So
what? I'm
close.
okay. I like 42, man. I'm not even trying to get into the age thing today, but I like being this old. Like, I'm not upset about it. I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Will Arnett says the same thing. Are you a Will Arnett fan? Or have you seen the Lego
Yeah, I like
Masters
Will.
reality show that he hosts?
No, but I really want to watch it.
I'll
That dude, I'm telling you, I'd get caught up in these like crazy crime
Oh
documentaries.
yeah.
Like I kind of like people are sending me like music videos of the Tiger King, like where he sings and stuff like that. And it's internet gold.
I still haven't
It is.
started yet. Hey, I did want to shout out Ron Rejo real quick of Court South fame.
Oh, I
Do you
love
know Ron?
Ron.
You know Ron? Fabio.
I've met Ron. I don't know Ron, but everything I see of him on the internet, he's, from what I can tell, social media, he's a really good person. So he's always giving like birthday shout-outs on his
His marquee, yeah.
marquee. I love it. It's awesome. And imagine how many people go to that gym, how long that takes every
Yeah.
day.
I hope he
Because
gets a digital one.
it's not just, it's not, it, yeah, it's the old school, right?
Right.
But it's also, he doesn't just go, happy birthday, just take a picture of it and like post it. It's like their name and their age and all that. And I'm like, dude, that takes work, 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 work,
Whir, whir,
work.
whir. Man, I really like that song, and it's not even a guilty pleasure. By the way, Bert Elmore, how are you doing? One of my favorite guitarists who I've ever had the pleasure of being in bands with. He just said it's either Linkin Park, In the End, or It's My Life by Bon Jovi would have been my year 2000 song.
Have you heard the Linkin Park Jay-Z mashup
Oh, yeah. So good.
I still have the CD.
Wow. I have a bunch of CDs around here somewhere, but we might have talked about this on a past episode. I have no way to play CDs anymore because there's no CD drive in my computer.
In my old Honda, I have a way of playing CDs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my Civic does. It does, but I think the next year after the one I got, it was all Bluetooth, so no more.
Hey, what was the first album you ever bought? I can remember my first two because I bought them at the same time. So,
The first one I
and it
bought,
reminded me because I was watching.
that's
Now,
a
I mean, maybe received or
received is
bought the
good.
first one you had.
Okay, it's I'm gonna post a link to this too. It's called Will Smith and In This Corner, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes.
I think the album title was And In This Corner. Oh my gosh. I know what I'm doing for the rest of the day after this. Just blaring this. The CD's still $11. Yeah, okay, I'm posting a link to this on Amazon. Not saying go buy this necessarily, but this is the first album that I ever received.
I had two. I got them at the same time.
What were they? Sorry, I got
Janet
really.
Jackson, Rhythm Nation, 1814, and Billy Joel's The Red Storm.
Whoa.
Or The Storm. I can't remember what it was, but it was a hurricane symbol.
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. That man, different worlds too. That's amazing.
So to tell you, it was, I remember it was 1989. I was 11 years old and we went to get them and I bought CDs. We had a CD player and it got mentioned because we were talking about it the other night and I can't remember who it was, but they were like, "You had a CD player in 1989?" And I was like, "Yeah." And
It's
apparently
the first
that
one.
made us really like snobby human beings
Oh,
to own that.
like don't tell anybody. It's that's big money right there.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, I didn't know any. Well, because now they're so common and whatever, but like, no, what's funny is after that I got cassette tapes, not CDs.
Yeah,
So,
that was like the 90s thing, right?
yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, they started coming out that way and you could go, you click through.
Right.
See, I tell you
That's
that
so
music doesn't mean a
crazy.
lot and anything like that, but I still remember doing those things. So maybe
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just did it. So,
It's made an impression at least, right?
yeah.
I mean, there's
I
such
also like the fact. What's up?
I
Sorry.
was gonna say there's such a big stretch of time where I was working in working at a church ministry, whatever. And I was a music director, so I just didn't listen to a whole lot of music during that time because a lot of it was like work, you know? And since leaving that job, I've listened to a lot more. But I got big into podcasts during that. So,
Yeah.
potato,
I
tomato.
love podcasts. I'll drive down the road, put my aux cord into my phone and just listen down the road. You know, not listen to YouTube. Sorry, I know I've seemed very distracted and not many things I'm OCD about, but
Are your kids still coming outside to like see you?
no, but they said they cleaned up last night and we had dinner out on the porch last night. Like we eat on our front porch regularly.
Nice.
Like we have I have a table that I actually built myself. It's like a faux farmhouse table
Ooh.
to it was when Ashley and I were dating. I think I just wanted to prove to her that I was handy and manly. It's the only thing I've ever built. I built a lemonade stand once,
How was it?
but
I mean, it, I
the
guess it works,
lemonade
right?
stand,
No, the table.
it's an awesome table. Now the great thing is it only cost me like $60 total and time, $60 and time to build it. But it's a 7.5 by 4 foot table. Like it's a big, like our family eats out here
Right.
on it. But and then I strung these lights up. You might be able to see a little bit of light up there.
Yeah.
Oh, also my food truck birdhouse, my food truck bird feeder right there.
Oh, nice.
But we found these strung Edison lights that have Bluetooth speakers in them. So we actually play music on. So it's like a,
Oh,
so
'cause
it's,
not surround, but it's like
yeah.
all around you.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
And then we're total. This is the only like real rednecky thing I have, but I have an avocado green refrigerator on the front porch as well.
That's awesome.
It's our
Everything.
beverage refrigerator because what's that?
I was just gonna say everything about that is so mid-mod, and I love it.
Well, we've got plenty of land, and we've got a bunch of kids that live up here. So, keeping beverages stocked and, bottles of water and things like that. And, they know that it's just free to go in and,
Right.
grab it. And then we've got like a little dry erase board on the front of it. So they just write down if so, or they draw on it. Mainly they draw, but like there's lists. Like if I'm out here smoking something, I have my list of when things go in and when we pull it out. And I just went total like into food there. I didn't mean to. Speaking of food,
Yes, you did.
I really want to talk about. I have been super, super critical of neighborhoods having block parties.
Go
I
ahead,
just want to
but
make sure.
hold on, before you shout him out, I was just gonna say Ron Rejo said Boston more than a feeling.
Oh,
That's a good one.
that's a good
A really good
song.
one. By the for context for anyone who just joined, we were talking about whatever song was number one when we were 12 years old that kind of sticks with you as your song. So there you go.
It's the coming in the air tonight. Hold On. Like, that's the Phil Collins. I don't even know what the name of the song is. What I remember about Phil
I think that's
Collins
it.
is,
Do, 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 do.
yeah, is that the first time I met one of the drummers for church, who is now one of our worship leaders, I just want him straight up to Phil Collins and play drums and sing at the same time. That's all I want him to do. I just want him to sing at the same time.
I love it. Anyway, tell me about Neighborhoods.
So total, like, so we live out in Hardin Valley. There's a bunch of neighborhoods out here because everybody was like, ooh, cheap land, let's move. And they did. And now we are different because we live on actually a stretch of road where most people have like acres of land and, you know, houses, a couple of houses on each people piece of property and whatever. Mm-hmm. But the neighborhood that they went to, shout out to Kyle Landis. I love Kyle. If you guys don't know him, he's amazing. He's a church
guy?
Planner, but he's, yes,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he's also, but he's also an amazing, soccer coach. Right. And his YouTube lives, just a personal life, are absolutely one of the most hilarious things I've ever watched in my life. So, and, one of my favorite ones was about his daughter getting a red or getting, a card. I don't know if she got a yellow or a red card in a game, but she was super upset about it. And his wife was like telling her all about how her dad used to get cards all the time. It was great. So, but, they posted a picture of, hey, we're so glad this truck's here, you know, so on and so forth. But every one of them were spaced out. There was nobody, like, they were legitimately getting food and going home and all of that.
Right.
So it's not the majority of the neighborhoods that are doing what I was talking about yesterday. It is just a select one or two that is making a stigma for everybody else, which is in life the normal thing that happens.
I feel like we've talked about that in some context every episode so far.
I also totally was like, yo, I'm back up and operating April 6th. Come and like I will be in your neighborhood. So
come to my neighborhood.
Also, I just got a notification that it's Dylan Howe's birthday today.
Whoa, what an old guy. Well, shout out, I guess. Yeah, that's true. He's like 6 or 7 days older than me. So good on him. Wooden Spoon.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming up. It's it's April 5th. Did I ever tell you about my birthday story regarding Facebook and changing my birthday?
No, you have not.
Okay.
No.
A few years ago, I started changing my Facebook about every 3 months just to see who was dumb enough to wish me a happy birthday multiple times. Like, who's going through there and just like getting it out of the way and checking the box or whatever. Lots and lots of people. So I did it like four times in 1 year, and then people finally started to catch on. But then Facebook put a message out like when I tried to change it a fifth time and said, this is the last time you're allowed to change your birthday on Facebook.
Like, this is amazing.
There's a limit, apparently. Zuckerberg got me. So yeah. I guess there's a limit to trolling people is really the moral of that story.
How do you tell people happy birthday via the social media?
I just don't.
I don't either.
Because that's an endless like rabbit trail of, if I do it for two people, I feel like I have to do it for everyone on my friends list.
Why?
Exactly. That's
why
I don't
feel
do
like
it.
You have to.
I'm not willing to get into those feelings, so I just don't do it.
I mean, if somebody asked me why I didn't wish them happy birthday on social media, I'd be like, because it didn't. No, I am a, I send out videos.
That's cool.
I text message videos like happy birthday. It's something I started doing a long time, maybe with meetings and stuff like that, is that instead of sending a text message to staff and like a group text,
right,
I would do a video, because text messages are received how you are feeling. Sorry. And I'm trying to make look the last couple of episodes, and not that I'm upset about it, have been very serious. And I'm kind of making light of a lot of things
I
today.
Love it.
So hopefully I don't hurt anyone's feelings.
No, they'll be fine. If they're a food truck still doing things and not practicing social distancing, then we should put them on blast, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. That is the one thing I can't do because it will affect me professionally
That's true. I
if
understand.
I start name calling people. However, the kids have not come out here, but they are looking out the window. So,
Like all seven of them.
no, there's only five here
That's right.
right
You tell me
now.
this like every time. But the
Yeah.
number's growing. It's getting back up to seven, I feel like.
It will soon, once the corona's over,
And then
once
they're
we've gone through the full case of corona, all 24 of
Right.
them.
Oh, real quick, Bert Elmore, guitarist who I used to play music with, says, fun driving story about the driving home from a gig after midnight the day after your birthday. So we actually got stopped because I ran a red light and it was just barely. This was after like a 3 hour gig. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning on April 6th. My birthday is April 5th. So state trooper pulls us over. He looks at my license and it's expired by about 2 hours. So then he looks at Bert's license and he hasn't gotten it renewed in like, I don't remember how long. I just remember thinking like that was a long time. So he can't drive us. So we had to call the lead singer who thankfully lived close by and he drove us to like Chapman Highway and then we just went the rest of the way home from there. But the cop was like, have you been drinking tonight? I was like, no, we just played a gig. Like, and then thank you, Bert. He just reminded me that there is a candle in my cup holder because my car smelled so bad back in those days. I just lit the candle in the car, which is perfectly safe. Not. And then I had a candle in there because Lindsay and I were dating at the time, and she was just like digging in the candle. So he was like, what are you doing with that spoon? The state trooper when he pulled us over. And I was like, my girlfriend just digs in the candle. And he was like, okay.
Okay.
I was like, he thinks I'm cooking up something.
With the candle. By the way, efficient that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but also not something that someone's doing that it would think of.
Exactly. So, thank you, Bert. It's a good reminder. That was like 2013.
I have fun getting pulled over stories, so
Yeah.
as well.
Well, do you want to share any?
I was headed to breakfast service one time, and it was about 3:30 in the morning, and I had a taillight out. And I'm at a stop sign. There's a police officer, kind of, in a on a street or whatever, pulled off. And I see him. I like wave at him, like as I drive by, and then remember that my taillight is out. Also, I remember that the bulb for the taillight is in the arm thing of the truck I was driving. It was actually a Suburban, but
That sounds just like something I would do, by the way.
And I see him pull out behind me, and I'm like, I'm getting pulled over at this. I knew he was going to pull me over. So I pull over, and he walks up and, does the whole license registration, whatever. And he comes up and he goes, have you been drinking tonight? And I was like, no. I was like, not at all. I'm on my way to work. Like I realize it's late for some people, but it's early for other people,
Yeah, it's
kind
like.
of thing. And he said, well, he said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, well, I don't know why, or do I know why? And he goes, what's the first one? And I went, well, my taillight's out, but I got the bulb right here. I just don't have that little tool to get the plate off to put the bulb in the
That's
taillight, right?
hilarious.
And then, hold on.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'll tune us back in. This is 8 a.m. Coffee Podcast with Paul and Asher. Just sharing some fun stories on the Saturday morning.
My wife, it was my wife, not the kids. She wants to know if we want to have a coffee date after we are done. And I said, yes.
I would love to have a coffee date, but social distancing, so
So, and
next
then,
time.
so he goes and runs all my stuff. And he comes back and he goes, "What was the second why?" And I was like, "Dude, it's 3:30 in the morning. You want to make sure I'm not drunk. I'm not stupid." And he goes, "Well, all right, I have two options for you. Number one," because I told him the reason I couldn't get it off was because of a tool that I couldn't. There was like a specific like hex wrench, yeah. You know, that like star. You know what I'm talking about?
We're handy
right?
people.
And I legitimately didn't have that piece to get the plate off. Otherwise, I would have replaced the light bulb.
Please tell me he had it and helped you.
No, yes. He said, so he comes back up and he goes, "Well, I got two options. I can write you a ticket. We're both going to go to court. They're going to throw it out. You're going to pay court fines, but you're going to be fine. Nothing's going to happen to your license. Or I have the tool."
Perfect.
He had another officer with him. You know, they were safe and all that. And guys were really cool, like super cool. They ended up being like regulars on our first truck.
Nice.
So I go to the back and I go to the back of the Suburban and I stop. And I look at him and I go, "And this way you can look at my trunk without a warrant." That's all I said to him. And he went, "Man, you're good." But I opened it and he did it all. I didn't even change the bulb. He did it.
That's hilarious. Like,
he was like, "All right." And I mean, I just sat there on the side of the road talking to two cops the whole time. I got pulled over because a police officer thought I was drunk one time because I legitimately swerved in front of him.
Perfect.
It was raining. It was like I was coming, you know, he asked if I had been drinking and I told him, yeah, earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. And I told him how much. Right. It's just it was 3 a.m. and I had stopped consuming at like 3 p.m. the previous day. Right. And but I mean, I did a field sobriety test and he was like, "Dude, you're sober."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh,
great."
He said, "But you told me you had this much to drink." And I was like, "Yeah, but I stopped like 12 hours ago, man."
Yeah.
He was like, "You didn't say that."
That like, would have been good information.
I was like, you said, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And I said, "Yes." I didn't tell you when I had stopped.
And yesterday.
So he was like, "Have a good one, man. I'll see you later." And like, I mean, I will tell you that I've been pulled over quite a few times. I need you to know that. I've been pulled over for turning right on green. Took the turn too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've only ever gotten like 3 tickets.
Really?
Ever.
Dang. I've gotten a lot of tickets. My mom was watching at least about 10 minutes ago, so she probably knows this already. But I think I've gotten 10 probably, and they were all from speeding and reckless driving and things like that. So
I was about to make a couple of bad jokes, but I'll leave that alone.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
My dad's always watching.
Oh.
But he's not really. But he's not really, yeah. Because they don't look down. But we won't go to that. We're not going down that road. And my mom can't hear me, so I can say whatever I want.
It's perfect. She's deaf.
I'm sorry. She legitimately deaf. Not like, hey, actual. I'm old and became deaf. Yeah. However, she is old.
Yeah.
Have I told you about my mom's like stereotypes? Like she believes the stereotypes are real.
Oh, yes. You have told me about this, but I don't think you gave me any. My mom just said, yes, your mom and dad are watching.
Yeah. So my mom, when she turned 63, she was like, "I'm supposed to start drinking coffee now." The woman had never, I think we had talked about it.
Yeah.
Never drank coffee in her life.
Until right? 63.
But when she turned when she turned 65, she started sewing. Right. And she makes beautiful quilts. I need this to be beautiful quilts. Beautiful quilts.
Does she sell them anywhere? Can you like post them or something?
No, she just does them as gifts, man. I think she's legitimately bored. So my mom worked at ORNL,
mm-hmm.
or not ORNL, Oak Ridge Labs,
right.
The labs. My mom was a janitor for like 30 something years. Right. By the way, no shame in that. First of all, that job is important. But secondly, if you work at the lab for like 30 years, you're making bank. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And they came to her one day and it was when they did all the buyouts and they said, "We'll pay you 120%. So more than she makes.
Jeez.
If she retires. And they said, "When do you want to retire?" And she said, "How about Thursday?" I'm pretty sure it was a Wednesday. She was like, "How about tomorrow? Like, I'm done." Right.
That's
But
incredible.
you know, they have all, yeah, I mean, and she legitimately just quit. Like, she's like, all right, I'm good, bye. She's done. She's like, I don't want to clean anymore, we're good. So, but yeah, my mom went to TSD, Tennessee School for the Deaf, which is in Knoxville. Little shout out to the Island Home area. I got kicked out of a soccer game from the stands at a TSD soccer game. That was very interesting. Is when we lived in town and we actually played the team that they were playing the next week. But all these players, I won't mention a school because I don't want to do that. They were like making fun of the deaf kids, right? So I started yelling back as the confrontational person I am. And the ref said, "Sir, you're gonna need to be quiet." I said, "Are you gonna do what? Kick me out of the game?" And he went, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh." And then I get down, I was like, "Do you need a police escort?" And he was like, "Maybe that's good." And so I started yelling at the security officer who I've known since I was like 4 years old to come get me. And I'm walking up, he's like, "What is it?" Well, the next week when we played him, same referee, team, I'm on the other team.
Perfect.
And I talked to the guy. I was like, "Why did you kick me out?" He's like, "You're making fun of the deaf kids." I was like, "Nah, but you're about to give me some cards in this game. I just need you to know that right now." I got red carded, like, I think 37 minutes into the game.
Whoa. I never had a red card. Only yellow, I believe.
I set the KL record for yellows and reds in a season. My mouth. I wasn't a dirty player,
Yeah.
but my mouth got me.
That's funny because I didn't have a mouth back then, but I was a very dirty player, especially
Were you?
in middle school soccer, because what
Yes.
happened was I played AYSO and like I was pretty good like in that league. And then I did competitive for a couple years and didn't really play that much. Like I don't think I was good enough for it. And not willing to put in the time to run faster and have the endurance for soccer. Good Lord. But then I played in middle school at Carnes Middle School, and dude, I was just like pushing kids over when the ref wasn't looking and like real dirty. Got away
That's
with
nice.
most of it. Only yellow cards, so
Yeah.
yeah. Soccer was fun.
How are the pups? How are the dogs?
Pups are good. We
Yeah.
all slept together in the same place last night. Which I know that sounds weird probably, but Lindsay's writing her dissertation, so some nights she's just up till whenever, getting that done.
Do you care if I ask a super personal
Ooh, go
question
for it.
about you mentioned your wife, so
Yeah.
do you go to bed together, or does one go to bed before the other?
It just depends on the season of life
Does it?
because dissertation is like insane right now. And like when I worked at my old job, I had some 2 week periods where I was working till like 2 and 3 in the morning doing
Yeah.
build outs for things. Not
Okay.
fun. But yeah, it just depends.
We don't, but one of us eventually falls asleep on the couch, and then
It's this guy.
it's like, I if a movie's on, it's me. I've woken myself up snoring. It's hilarious. No, but there are times because I only sleep like probably 3, 4 hours a night, so everyone's sleep is built different. I've said this for years. Some people need 9 hours. I don't.
If it's
And I've been
working,
doing
yeah.
it since I was like 15. So like, it's not like this is not like new.
Yeah.
This is now once a month I'll like sleep for like 18 hours
Oh my
straight. Though
gosh.
I think I'm like hibernating.
So this isn't like since
But
having kids or anything, right?
no, this is my whole
Yeah,
life.
that's
Like, this
crazy.
is just how I'm built. I've been sleeping more lately. I will say that. I've been sleeping later into the day. Usually I wake up at like 5:30 or so. I've been waking up like 6:45 here recently. But at 6:45 is later in the day, by the way. But last night Ashley looked at me and she's like, "I'm tired. Can we go to bed?" I think it's just like an unspoken rule, like we don't go to bed without each other. Now, no judgment. I'm just factually putting things out. Also, I can
Absolutely.
tell the sun is coming out because
It's
the
getting
beautiful
bright.
truck is getting bright.
Look at it. April 6th, right? Back open for business.
Yeah, minimum April 6. So, we will do the right thing, whatever it is,
Yeah, absolutely. That's
regardless of if government tells us we can or we can't. I think I may have said this before, in something else, but that the ooh.
going on there.
The president doesn't run my house. Neither does government. But they are informational. I respect and honor our leaders, whoever they are, blah, 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 so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to. I think the health and safety of the community is kind of personally dictated. So, do what you think is best, kind of thing.
Yeah,
All
for
right.
sure. So
Putting
it might not be
pins in here.
like, full service. It might be like selling some packages of food for people.
I think we're doing like catering, delivering, things like that. But
That's cool.
you're doing like boss stuff over there, like all these lessons and stuff.
I guess so. I did have a few that had to quit for various reasons, but I'm still teaching upwards of 20 lessons. And man, yesterday, so it was like pretty thin per day, and then Thursday I had I think 7 total lessons. Yesterday, 13, which is so many. That's 6.5 hours straight of just teaching, which I mean, I've been doing this for almost 15 years now, but like I was not ready for how tired I was going to be after doing that, just 'cause it's so much like brain power put into it. So
It makes me feel good to know that it was not me that you were ignoring, that it was just that you're busy, so that's why you didn't
yes,
respond to text
I ignored a
messages.
lot of people yesterday.
Not that I sent you anything of value.
Well, I know that I missed your live stream, and I really wanted to go back and watch it and make the queso dip. But tell me how the live stream went yesterday.
So you see my thumb.
That looks
That's what
ouch.
we call a it wasn't a, it's not that bad, right? So I unbandaged it because blood needs oxygen to clot. Now I bandaged, I did a quick bandage, which is called slapping a glove over the top of it, but I totally cut my thumb on live stream on an avocado. Well, it was on a knife, but it was an avocado. So I was using a different knife that I normally don't use. I normally only use a chef's knife, and I was using a different one. Just because it's the sharpest right now, I
Well,
need to sharpen all my knives.
I was
So.
really curious to hear how that happened on a queso episode and what was going on there. Is there
So.
avocado in the queso? That was
No. So
separate.
what had happened was is basically life really happened yesterday, and just in anything in life, some things make you drag behind. And it was like it was one of those we're gonna do it now or never kind of things. So, but I'd already said I was gonna do it, and I am not pinkies up. I am not a fan of people that say they are going to do things and then not do them. And I did not want to be a hypocrite. So I was like, we're doing this now. Whether anyone likes it or not, we're about to do this. And so I brought people into the live stream, horrible camera work, and I left it up. Like, I'm not even taking it down. Like, I'm just leaving it up. And made queso dip, pico de gallo, guacamole while I cooked chicken and ground beef for taco night. Also made mashed black beans, warmed some rice up, and then we made some corn too. So at our house, it's very much like supper at every dinner. So like I have platters. Like I think the family table is a big deal. I think even in relationships that are just two people, I think eating together and sitting and having a meal is a big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially at home. I love to eat at home, but because of what I do professionally, now I'm not uptight. Like I'm not like demanding. I'm not demanding at work either. I'm not demanding And like some of the kids may say, don't go into the kitchen while he's there.
Does
Whatever.
it stress you out to have
But
other
like,
people in the kitchen? No.
no. It does when I am clearly in the process of doing something
Okay.
and it's just randomly coming in for nothing.
Okay.
Now, our kitchen is also not very big. We don't live in a, like, we live in legitimately, I think, 13 or 1350 square feet. Like, it is not a big house
Yeah.
at all. And I love it. We've talked about adding on and all this, and we're like, what's the point? Because they're going to leave.
Yeah. It's gonna feel bigger.
Like, we are not the family that's like, stay here forever. We're like, hey, when are you leaving? Like my kids have permission to stay. Like, I want them to stay as long as they need to, right? But eventually, kind of a mix between what the extreme parents are by like, stay here till you're 45.
Whoa.
And my dad, who was like, hey, your bags are packed. You graduated high school yesterday. Like, now, I was also going to school. Like, I had already had an apartment set up and all that. But he did not move with me. He did not move me at all. He was like, have a good one.
See
Love
ya.
you. See ya. Like, but I'd moved so many times in my life. It was probably me that said, you don't need to come,
Oh, yeah.
and one of the things, one of the good parenting things about my father was is that whatever he very much listened to what I said and what I needed and granted it if it was good and all
Yeah.
that. But anyways, so yeah, I was making guac, which basically if you're making pico de gallo, all you do is reduce the amount of spice in it, and it's still the same ingredient. So it's jalapeno, cilantro, onions, a little bit of tomato, and then avocados and lime juice. I mean, like, and salt. That's all guacamole is. And if you're making pico, it's tomatoes and onions and jalapenos and cilantro
And
and
just leave
lime
out
juice and
the
spices. So you just leave out the
avocado.
avocado and add extra tomatoes, and you have two things. So you have pico and guacamole.
Well, that's cool.
So,
I'm hungry now.
and then we had cheese and we had milk and we had and a few extra jalapenos and we had the spices to make the queso. So we just made a quart of queso as well. And then I like Mexican street corn. We use a listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, we also don't make everything from scratch in this house. Like it was a frozen bag of Mexican street corn from Sam's Wholesale. And it's amazing. So and then we had leftover rice from the night before. We legitimately just stuck it in the microwave and warmed it up. Ground sirloin by Frank Alois, Copper Cellar Marketplace. Or yeah, it is Copper Cellar Marketplace. And then store-bought taco seasoning, right? And there's no extra here. And then the chicken, it was also a use it or lose it situation. So like it had about another 2 days before it would go bad if we didn't cook it. So I just put it on the cast iron skillet with a few onions in there and then added taco seasoning to that and some chicken stock, and which is boxed. I mean, we're not making chicken stock at home. Come on, people. And then brought that up to a simmer. We had an extra can of black beans, drained the black beans, put them in there, mash it up a little bit, throw some pico in there, extra spice, a little lime juice, and then you're done.
There you go.
You have
Do that
tortillas,
for
you have
dinner
nachos, you
tonight.
have a taco.
Go check out the live
What's that?
video. I said, go check out the live video. Do that tonight for people
We may
watching.
have. We already did that last night.
I'm not talking
So,
to you. I'm talking to the viewers.
oh,
I'm talking
the
to
viewers.
Jonathan frickin' Darling over here, who
Is
says
John?
he says that you're the
Yeah.
only one talking. I think
So,
he thinks that I never talk.
no, that's not true. That's not true at all. Hey, darling, I tried to text message you about being on the show yesterday,
Yeah, come
and
on,
you
bro.
never answered. Let's play a call-out game right now.
Don't be a bro. Yeah, let's do that back and forth. Hey, by the way, we have been shouting out some like local businesses and things that you can do to support Knoxville and the community. So if anyone is watching and would like to do so, do it.
I have questions for you.
For me?
For you, yeah. Remember, I said I was going to ask you questions?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, hold on.
This is kind of like practice round for when we have guests as well, right?
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
I like it. The
What's in
lightning round.
your fridge right now?
Ooh, good. Oh man, that's a great question. We have some leftovers from yesterday. Lindsay made like a black bean dip, and I don't know what she put in it, but there is a hint of cinnamon, and it is freaking delicious.
Yes, that's awesome.
I mean, so good. That's the one thing I can think of. I know we have some milk. I know that we're low because I just put in a Kroger order, and the pickup is not until tomorrow, which kind of sucks. But we have some kale that's gone bad. We have some spinach that's gone bad, if that tells you anything about my salad eating habits. We got some Monterey Jack cheese and butter. We've got a lot of the essentials, which is good for, cooking whatever. And today I'm gonna make bread again. Not live because
Dude,
that takes too long, but did I?
your bread looks amazing, by the way.
The first one was amazing. The second one, I didn't follow a recipe at all and tried to do it from memory and put some garlic powder into the kneading process, and it turned into somewhere between a biscuit and grossness. So yeah, but today I'm gonna make it and I'll follow the recipe again and I'll show you.
If you could disinvent one thing, what would it be?
Oh man, that is a
Just one. Just one.
just what? Man, that is a tough question. Is coronavirus on the menu for that?
That's
I mean,
probably.
we
I don't think it was invented, though,
that's
even
true.
though conspiracies.
It was not invented. Man, my brain goes toward something technological, but I'm so torn with that because like a smartphone is so helpful and also so distracting. So, gosh, I don't know how to answer that question.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever done because someone dared you, and of your fr and the second one of your own free will?
Do you know the restaurant Fleming's?
Yes.
Okay. I have never eaten there, but I have been in there. So someone dared me to go in there in only my boxers and ask for a table and said they would pay me $20, and I did it. So that's
Trust me, that I know people that work at Fleming's. They actually follow me. They probably found that funny.
perfect. This was at least a decade ago. What was the second part of that question?
Of your own free will,
The
what is the dumbest thing you've ever done of your own free will?
of my own free will, I was this comes to mind because I got punched for it. So I was at a movie with a friend also about a decade ago. Same friend that dared me to do the Fleming's thing. And I had a drink. So we're leaving the movie and I just turn around and look at him and he says, "Don't do it." And I took the lid off and I just threw the drink all over him. And this was at the Pinnacle movie theater in Knoxville. So I ran to the lobby and he like tackled me and then just started like hitting me and stuff. And then I moved in kind of a weird way and his fist connected with my head. Like he was taking body shots. He wasn't trying to like, really, really hurt me. But I moved and he hit me in the temple and then my head kind of like bounced on the floor. So ask me if it was worth it though. It was still worth
Was it worth
it.
it? Would you rather be able to copy and paste in real life or undo in real life?
Oh, copy and paste.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
Only. No
let's see.
regrets.
This one's actually dumb, but for some reason I want to ask you.
Do it.
Would you rather have a permanently closed cl clog, permanently clogged nose, or a piece of green food always stuck in your teeth?
Man, I could take the green food in my teeth, as gross as that would
Dude,
be.
these have turned into like what would you rather
Where
questions?
they really
Sorry.
are. Where did you find these? Did you make
This
some
is
of them
just a
up too?
random like 150 internet questions. Oh no, I have like really crazy ones. Like, would you rather have a paper cut on your eyeball or
Ooh.
be sandpapered on your cheek for an hour?
I think I'd do the sandpaper on the cheek.
I would do. I
Man.
don't like things in my eyes.
Same,
I can't
same.
wear contacts. Like, I get your fingers away from my eyes.
Yeah, like I can't do eye drops. Literally can't do them. I'll blink
Do
at the last
you like
second.
sweet potatoes?
I love
That's a
sweet.
random
I
thing.
love sweet potatoes. We actually made, I don't know how people are going to feel about this. We made some for our dogs, though. We dehydrated some in our oven, and they love it. And it's good for them.
Like natural treats, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do questions for Paul on the next episode. I'm going to do a lightning round for you.
Except every time we say the next episode, I hear Dr. Dre in my head. I need you to know that. The next episode.
I don't know.
Hold up.
I hear a woodpecker. I don't know.
Yeah, that's these birds, man.
Hey, you were mentioning earlier that the birds come out like super early. I was awake at like 2 a.m., just randomly woke up from like midnight to 3, basically, and was wide awake.
Yeah.
There are birds up in the middle of the night. Like, what in the world are they doing?
And not like owls,
It's no,
like
it's
actual like
that same bird. Like,
chirpity bird.
yeah.
This is there's a bird and it's so we don't know the name of it, but we just refer to him as the stupid brown bird. So what's the name for somebody that loves birds? Arbor something?
No, that's trees. It's oh shoot, I can't remember. I'm gonna look it up while you're talking
You
though.
know, somebody that like they like go and like bird watch and like mark down the birds they've seen and all this stuff.
I
Like I know
know
people that have
exactly what you're
like
talking about.
taken trips around the world to go look at birds, right? They love it. And that's great. Be into what you're into. So I'm not trying to insult anybody by calling them the stupid brown bird. So, or maybe it's a
Ornithologist?
stupid, maybe, but
Pretty sure it's
it like
ornithology.
suicide bombs into our window.
Oh, because he thinks it's
Like,
another bird.
and then we have acorns, and we have a metal roof on our patio, so acorns fall out of this specific tree, an oak tree, and hit the tin roof, and it sounds like bullets hitting our roof. When I first moved here, you know, because when Ashley and I got married, her house was paid off, so this is where we moved. it sounds like bullets. Like it freaked me out
That
because you
woodpecker
know I
sounds
look
like bullets right now, too.
and it's not, luckily it's not on our house. We've had very interesting things happen on this piece of property.
Yeah.
Mother-in-law's house, which is right next door to us, has been hit by lightning like six
Oh
times.
my
Like
gosh.
one time blew the chimney off. Like I mean I'm being legit right now. We had a tree fall on our house, but if it would have fallen like a foot further, it would have like totally destroyed
Holy crap.
our master bedroom. My car got hit by a tree once driving down the road,
Jeez.
almost killed me.
Dude, that's crazy.
If I wouldn't have swerved, it would have decapitated me. Still didn't change anything about my life. So I called people and told them I was sorry for people that I should have,
Oh,
holding on to grudges, but like.
because of the
I'm still the same
experience.
person.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah.
But no, this place is like it like you'll hear trees fall in the middle of the night, like, but again, it's 7 acres of woods with just pieces of property cut out in it.
Right.
So like
Yeah.
you can see through the truck, there's like a playground and like a basketball court. You can't see through the
Oh
truck,
yeah,
but
on the feed we
you don't
definitely
have
can't because
that super.
we're kind of like cropped for the feed, so I'm seeing like just the middle part of your video, but
No. Well, yeah, but also it's like actually the line of sight is through the truck.
oh, gotcha.
So no, man, I'm living out here, dude. We're eighth quarter of a mile up off the road
Yeah.
and like and then basically in the middle of nothing.
That's kind
So
of how I grew up too.
although
It was actually on seven, I think it was on 4 acres, and then my parents owned like three more that was across the road, but it wasn't in a neighborhood. It was just like down this gravel driveway, around nothing, which was amazing. I grew up with nature.
Or do you have work today, or is it like an actual Saturday today?
Man,
Like weekend day off.
today's an actual Saturday, but I am going to do some work things because, like the whole online lessons, it went really, really well, surprisingly well. But there's still just so much missing from it. like the in-person thing is just so much easier, it's so much better, that I'm gonna shoot a few like playthrough videos of what my students are working on so that they have a little bit of extra to practice with. So I'm gonna do that for a little bit, and then just a bunch of yard work. Like I want to be outside all day, and I need to mow because it's getting ridiculous.
TikTok shout out, you did you've done well, right? I like how you posted that
Me?
you've done amazingly well. Yeah.
I said, I don't know, pretty much killing it or something. I have one follower on TikTok.
It's me.
It's Paul, by the way. Paul is popular.
We're up to 23,100 as of
Oh,
today.
good Lord. But I'll probably post on TikTok today too.
Dude,
Just
I'm gonna start shouting you out on every TikTok video
you're
to
gonna try
see
and
if I
get me
can
as
up your
famous as TikTok famous as you are. I'm just
It just
gonna
happened off one video, so.
that's yeah, that's true. But I'm just gonna keep posting the same like the same stuff that I put on YouTube. I'm just gonna keep putting it on TikTok because Gary Vee says to do that and get it out there. So
Yeah, he put out a video. I haven't watched it yet about what you're supposed to do while quarantined.
he put one out.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what it is.
Yeah.
So, oh man. Oh
Do
yeah,
you
man.
I was gonna see if you wanted to recap like what this past week was like in just
Yeah.
like 60 seconds, because I mean it turned out cool for me just doing the online thing and doing a live stream with a couple guys in Knoxville about live streaming and using this program that we're using, Ecamm Live.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I actually got a few messages from people, especially churches, who were like, hey, that was really helpful.
Yeah.
Because they don't have access to all of their broadcast equipment, like in a building. So,
Personally, I have loved this week.
yeah.
I've gotten a lot of QT at home. Not that I don't get a lot of QT at home, like quality time, sorry.
Who is she? Who's the QT in this situation?
QT, yeah. Professionally, I love what I do, so I miss it, which is why, you'll see me cooking every day. It's not because I feel like I have to. It's also, I mean, Ashley does most of the cooking at home. It's not even
Oh,
me that
really?
ever really. Oh yeah, like it's very much a, hey, you do this for a living, you know. And she does her Disney stuff and her some photography stuff, not a lot. And she's got other things that honestly I don't always know what's going on. But her main, I don't want to say profession, because even though it is a job, is to take care of the home and to take care of the kids while they're home and all of that. So when I come home, I basically it becomes 50-50 at that moment, and I just kind of take over. You can say 50-50, 100, 100. I've never, I'm not talking about that. We do even amounts of work when I get home.
Yeah, for sure.
And
That's
mainly with the
been different,
kids.
right? Like, 'cause it's just 50-50,
Yeah.
like constantly now. Or a
Kind
hundred a hundred.
of. I'll be honest, I've probably slacked.
Really?
Yeah. But it's because I need to fill my time with a purpose other than in the house. I have massive amounts of tattoos, by the
Show 'em.
way.
Show 'em. Take it all
Maybe
off.
the only person that has chicken and waffles on them, but I do. I have a tattoo of chicken and waffles.
I'm sure you're not the only person.
The only person that I know, if anybody else has a tattoo of chicken and waffles, shout it out. But I've spent a lot of time with the kids. Because we're blended family, we're just referring to them this way as my biologicals are staying where they're at with their mothers. We can get into that in a
Oh,
different
gotcha.
episode, but yeah,
That's why it's
I
five right
have.
now.
Well, yeah, one, two. It's actually four. Sorry,
Four.
four.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah, four, and then two are in Nashville, and one is in Farragut,
Okay,
right?
gotcha.
So there's a lot of FaceTiming going on, just to talk and to see, and they were all supposed to be here this week, like spring break and all that. So it's been somewhat disappointing. We had to walk some people through some trying times,
Yeah.
I've kind of taken over the meal preparation
Gotcha.
of of what's going on because it fills my cup and I get to cook and provide service because I like serving other people. And then what I've really noticed in this whole thing is how clean and efficient I've gotten. Because it used to be when we cook dinner, we're just like, all right, we'll leave dishes for after dinner. But I have made this real concerted effort to make sure we can do everything we can before dinner. So all we're doing is rinsing plates, putting them in the dishwasher and running it, and the kitchen's
Nice.
clean
Yeah.
because it makes her happy. It makes her happy to have a clean house and kitchen and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been playing a lot of cards with the kids.
Poker, right?
We haven't gotten into poker chips yet. I love rummy. I love playing
I
rummy.
love Rummy too.
So also none of them can beat me yet. So it kind of makes me
So before you
really
move on
good.
to the next game that you teach them, keep beating them at one game and then beat them at the next game.
Yeah, and then we've put together one puzzle. We're working on another one. But no, as far as the house goes, it's good. I do want to say something really quickly. There's been a and this is really serious. There's been a spike in suicides in Knox County.
Yeah, I saw that this
There
morning.
really has been. Don't I don't know how else to say this,
Yeah.
but don't. As someone who actually, when you're on like a scale of 1 to 10, 9.8 is the closest you can be as to being successful. I was one of those people about 8 years ago. Yeah, it was. Yeah, 8, 9 years ago. Yeah, something like that. Life is so much better. Also, just don't. I mean, like it sucks for a moment. Reach out. I don't. Even if there are people that I don't know, like that are watching this,
Yeah,
like
for
you can reach
sure.
out to me via messenger. If you're hungry, don't be like I'll bring anybody food. Like I really will. But these are trying times right now, and people have become very concerned, and they think that that might be a way out. But no one's gonna let you be homeless, and no one's gonna let you go hungry. So I mean, there are people here to help,
Yeah,
whatever it is. I know that
especially,
sounds.
I
Yeah,
was gonna
go
say,
ahead.
especially if you're listening to us right now, like reach out for sure, because that's something I've been trying to do this past week is just network with everybody. Like text people who I haven't talked to because I have more time to just sit around and be like, hey, how's this person doing? So, I mean, reach out to us if you're feeling like you're in that place for sure, because we can help.
Yeah, I just yeah, it broke my heart a little
Yeah.
bit. So it's yeah. Anyways, so I'm about to cry on the air. I'm a crier. Are
Any
you a
AM
crier?
coffee? It just depends. There are things that really get me, and it's mostly with dogs and some music and some movies, for sure.
I cry at everything.
You haven't on the air yet, but
Also in suspenseful movies, right?
yeah.
I'm prepared to fight.
That's so
Like I
funny.
sit on the couch like this, even though I've been in like seven fights my whole life.
Yeah.
I think I've lost all seven of them. Like I've gotten beaten up every time. Like it's not even
That's
close.
hilarious. I've never really been in a real fight, but I've definitely been punched twice where it was like, oh, that was serious and like bruised my face. So, yeah, I used to love the movie Fight Club and I kept saying, like, yeah, I'm going to do this one day. And there is no way. Yeah, well, I mean,
All right, well.
we'll sign off here in a second, but if anyone has a local business to shout out or really anything to shout out, just let us know.
Yeah.
How's your week going? Or how did your week go?
We are not doing this tomorrow, correct?
I guess not, unless we want to do church cast.
Nah, we're good. I'm gonna take Sunday off. I like talking to you every day,
Yeah.
but I'll see you Monday.
I'll do one by myself and just take churchy church questions.
Oh, that sounds good. Churchy church questions.
There's no way I'm going to do that.
Right, man. All right. Well, hey, good talking to everybody.
8 a.m. coffee. We will see you on Monday, 8 a.m. I guess every day next week.
That's a sign for Monday.
Perfect. Bye bye.